is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the military is deepening its fight against Hamas, despite U.S. calls for Israel to curb civilian casualties in Gaza and international pressure for a ceasefire in the face of overwhelming casualties there.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
As for those that are still in operation,
there's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership as Turkey's parliamentary committee gives approval after a year of delays.
Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee voted in favor of allowing Sweden to join the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Turkey is a NATO member and has delayed Sweden's entry into NATO for being too lenient towards certain groups that the government regards as a threat to the nation's security. Sweden has since taken steps to meet Turkish demands, including lifting restrictions on defense industry sales and amending anti-terrorism laws. I'm Karen Shamas.
Under a beating sun, thousands of migrants in a caravan continue to trudge through southern Mexico on Tuesday, some saying they expect nothing good from an upcoming meeting this week between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge. This is VOA News. Iraq's government condemned overnight U.S. airstrikes on Iraqi military positions that it said killed one serviceman and wounded 18 others, calling them a clear hostile act. More from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Debris and burnt-out vehicles litter the ground in the Iraqi city of Hilla, where the U.S. military said it carried out airstrikes against Iran-aligned militants on Monday. At least one serviceman was killed, and 18 other people were wounded. Iraq's government condemned the strikes as a clear hostile act. Two Iraqi security sources said the strikes targeted the headquarters of Iraqi armed group Kataib Hezbollah in Babil province, south of Baghdad. Iraq's central government has limited control over some Iran-backed factions. Mourners later carried the coffin of the fighter during the funeral in Baghdad.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency says in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing newer weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. It reverses a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year. The victims of a rebel attack in western Burundi were laid to rest in a mass funeral Tuesday. At least 20 people were killed last week when gunmen raided a village near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo in an attack claimed by the Red Tabara rebel group.
According to officials, those killed included 12 children, two pregnant women, and a police officer. Nine others were wounded. This man lost his father. The Red Tabara rebel group has claimed responsibility for Friday's raid, claiming on the social media platform X to have killed nine soldiers and one police officer. The group has been battling Burundi's government from bases in eastern Congo since 2015 and has previously attacked the international airport in Bujumbura.
That's Reuters' Devi Rajaram reporting. South Korean actor Lee Sung-hyun, who played the father of the rich family in the Oscar-winning film Parasite, has been found dead.
The actor had said he was tricked into taking drugs by a bar hostess, who then tried to blackmail him, according to Yonhap. Born in 1975, Lee starred as the head of a wealthy household in Parasite, which won four Academy Awards in 2020. He also played leading roles in some South Korean movies, as well as in the first Korean-language Apple TV Plus original series, a sci-fi thriller released in 2021.
Reuters' Diane To. I'm Tommy McNeil.